we want to look at how God defines foolishness. So take your Bibles with me, and let's go to Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. In Proverbs chapter 1. And in Proverbs chapter 1, the book opens with probably the simplest statement about what God expects from us. It says, the fear of the Lord. Now pause. What's fear of the Lord? Remember, we covered that 8 classes ago. The fear of the Lord is that you, God, are watching me. Now, that's kind of resonated through all the other 8 classes we've done, but the distracted life especially forgets. They're distracted from the fact God is watching. And when God is watching, see what chapter 1, verse 7 says? The fear of the Lord, I know God's watching, is the beginning of knowledge. That's me experiencing the things of God. But fools, we go back to the old, fools despise wisdom and instruction. Fools, Proverbs 1, 7, live a life distracted from the plan of God. So, how does God define foolishness? Okay, look at your slides, and what we see is God's word, and this is kind of going to be a fun lesson, tells us there are 4 types of fools. On your slide, you see number 1, there is the simple fool, and number 2, there is the silly fool. Now, look up at the board here. I'm going to give you a little Hebrew word lesson, okay? And basically, when you study the biblical languages, you find out that the majority of the Bible, the Old Testament, was written in Hebrew. Now, there's a little bit of Ugaritic in there and a little bit of, do you remember when Nebuchadnezzar wrote a little part of the Bible? It says in chapter 4 of Daniel, but the rest of it is written in biblical Hebrew. Then the New Testament is in Koine Greek. So when you talk about the Old Testament, you talk about Hebrew. When you talk about the New Testament, you talk about Greek. When you talk about Hebrew and Greek, we are reading the Bible in our native language, our mother tongue, our heart language, which for me is English. So look at this. When I read Proverbs 1:7 and see the word fool or foolishness, that is an English word. And in the Bible, you will see over and over, exactly 42 times, you'll see the word fool. But guess what? That one English word, see, that's the same English word, fool. Did you know there are 4 different Hebrew words translated by one English word? So the Bible translators are confronted with approximately, if you want to know the total, in the Old and New Testament together, there are approximately 12,000 different Greek and Hebrew words that are reduced to 6,000 different English words. So that's why, if you've ever heard of someone doing a Bible word study, it's because they're looking behind the English word to find the Hebrew word. So basically, we find that was just a short Hebrew lesson, which is part of the blessings of the ministry. That's why pastors are supposed to study to show themselves approved unto God, a skilled workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of God. What does that mean? Doing the work it takes to see any added meaning that comes by doing word studies, going back to the original inspired word in Hebrew or in Greek and see if there's any lesson. And there are 4 lessons, okay? So we're doing a Bible word study. Here's 4 lessons on what God says we can learn about fools. Number 1, there are simple fools. There is a different word. This is pethi, is the Hebrew word for simple. Silly is evel. Rebellious is kesel. And hardened is Nabal. Now, any of you that have been a long time in the Bible, you've probably heard of Nabal the fool. Remember, Abigail was married to Nabal, and Nabal was a fool, and he riled up David, and remember all that? Well, actually, Nabal was a Hebrew word that meant fool. But let's do this quick study, and I'm going to read to you on these 4 types of fool. The first one, the pethi, is a simple fool. And that's basically what we see in the book of Proverbs chapter 7. And look at verses 6 and 7. And this is a description of what we would call a distracted person. They're very foolish. in this sense. Chapter 7, starting in verse 6. For at the window of my house I looked down through my lattice, and I saw among the simple, and I perceived among the youth, a young man devoid of understanding. What's this talking about? The simple, the word simple is pethi. And sometimes it says simple, sometimes it's translated fool. But basically, the best way to portray this word in Hebrew is, if you've ever gone into someone's house and they have these swinging doors, kind of like on Gunsmoke or any Western, you know how the saloon, when you walk through, there's a door that when you walk through, it opens, but it swings shut behind you. And if you back up, it opens again, and it just swings. And whichever direction is being pushed is the direction that it goes. That's what a simple fool is. Listen to this. The root word from which pethi or simple is derived implies extreme vulnerability, literally meaning to be opened up. This fool, this simple fool, opens his mind to any thought that goes by, opens his arm to any stranger. In other words, he lacks discernment. He has an oversimplified view of life and fails to recognize the cause and effect sequences that affect every area of life. So do you know what one of the big dangers about getting distracted is? Going with the flow. Everybody else is doing it. Like right now, progress seems to be a god in our world. It's like at a recent technology conference, the speaker said, if you want to understand, if there's something that is easy, you know, to understand and is simple, it's, you know, it's old. But if there's something that's new and exciting, it's technology. And the idea is that the world is longing after more and more and more technology that man can produce rather than the old stuff that the world used to have. It's almost like we're moving beyond God. And a lot of people are kind of embracing that like a simple fool and going along with it, thinking that the world is getting better and better and better. The world is not getting better and better and better. The world has got faster computers. The world has higher processing power. But the world is still filled with lost people who are rebellious and proud and living for now and in foolishness and headed to destruction. And God says that the world will never get better until you get saved, submit to God, humbly come before him, live for eternity with his wisdom, and get on the narrow way. So, the simple fool of Proverbs 7. Back at looking at your slide, there's the silly fool, and that's a different word. And let's go to Proverbs 1:7, back where we started. And this will forever change this verse to you. Proverbs 1:7, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools, now look, this is a different Hebrew word. It's not pethi, it's evel. And what it means is silly. Let me read the definition. The Hebrew word that refers to a silly fool is evel. Its definition in Hebrew is to be perverse, to be silly. The mouth of a silly fool often gets him in trouble. But what is his real problem? It's in verse 7. He despises wisdom and instruction. He's silly because he's devoid of God's wisdom. He's silly and perverse, actually, because he doesn't want to know the Lord. Keep going in your slides. The four types of fools: the simple fool, we saw him, the pethi, the silly fool, the avel. Now, the third type is the rebellious fool, and the fourth type is the hardened fool. Proverbs 10:23 tells us, and if you want to turn there with me, Proverbs 10:23 introduces us to the third of these fools. He's the rebellious fool, Hebrew word kesel, and 10:23 describes him, and it says, to do evil is like sport to an evel. No, a kesel. See, it's a different Hebrew word. He's not silly. He's rebellious. He's malicious. It's like sport. See, this new word, kesel, it's like sport to a fool. but a man of understanding has wisdom. Basically, one who rejects the correction of their parents or other authorities will become this rebellious fool. This type of fool is identified in Scripture with the Hebrew word kesel. It means fat, stupid, or silly. The word denotes a person who seems determined to make the wrong choices. See, it's like sport. They have fun doing what's evil. We call them foolish, foolhardy. They're always going against the rules. They don't have a mental deficiency, but rather a spiritual deficiency. What is that? They reject God. See, that's what this rebellious fool is. He rejects. See back over here? There are two choices on the shelf. Saved people are submissive. Lost people are rebellious. This fool is rebellious. He is one who rejects God. Then there's the hardened fool. And the hardened fool is the most dangerous type of fool. He's steadfast as a fool. Nabal, which means stupid or wicked, identifies the type of person. By the way, everywhere else in the Old Testament, this word is translated as vile. Vile. This is a person who has totally rejected God in his way. It says in Psalm 14:1, which this word, by the way, doesn't occur. The hardened fool, Nabal, doesn't occur in the book of Proverbs. But in Psalm 14:1, it says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." This fool says there is no God. He is corrupt. He does abominable works, and there's none that doeth good. Now, you start to recognize this is the wording Paul uses in Romans 3 when he describes our depravity, our fallenness. All of us are headed toward becoming this hardened fool. If we say no to God, if we reject his truth long enough, we become this hardened fool. Back in your slides, the four types of fool: the simple fool, the silly fool, the rebellious fool, the hardened fool,